Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Let's roll out the Tuesday edition of Sports Time Radio. Jack with me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so hopefully something will be popping up there. Sometime tomorrow. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man with three E's.
All right, Dan. Well, I'm gonna phrase this as a, I don't know what, a statement, a question, and then just kind of give you the floor and let you explain to the people that are listening what's going on. I remember a general manager of one of the local Chicago teams coming out and saying that they were planning on spending big free agency instead of going through rebuild again that they did multiple years ago. While that did lead to a World Series, they haven't been anywhere close to it again. Now I'm watching all these agents come off the board. I mean, Javier Baez was signed today. We see Max Scherzer get a huge deal. Guys are just signing right and left all over the place, with the exception of this local team. Now, today they did add Yan Gomes, not exactly the gigantic free agent I think people were expecting. What's the deal here? Did he just BS us and we're going to go through a rebuild? Or are you buying the fact that when they get back from the lockout or whatever you want to call it, they'll actually make some moves?
I don't even have any insight on this anymore. So, I think he's going to try some sort of semi-half-ass rebuild. I mean, if you wanted to make a statement, wouldn't you have gone after Robbie Ray?
Anybody. Really? I mean, they were linked to nobody out of these players that signed. Their name wasn't involved with any of them. The big rumor on them today is sign your guy Clint Frazier.
Well, I mean, they're keeping him young, right? Keeping it young. I mean,
well, he's not going to. He's not that young anymore, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, isn't it, do you feel like it's more that smartest guy in the room stuff again?
No, I mean, I honestly think that he just had to get in front of the camera and BS, and the Ricketts haven't spent any money.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking, but you said it out loud, so I'll let you say it.
You know, it's going to be just like last year where they add a, you know, they add a Jock Peterson type. So it looks like they did something, which they just did with Yan Gomes. You know, of course, by signing Yan Gomes to a two-year deal, that also means look for Wilson Contreras to be traded at some point either before this season or during this season.
Yeah, which for whatever odd reason was inevitable.
Yeah. Well, he's the last
one. Yeah. Well, and, you know, the thing that kills me is the 50 home run, you know, 30, I know I'm exaggerating, but 30 plus home run guy who's supposed to be behind the plate. You know, in the game, traditionally, they weren't always the best hitter, you know, the biggest powerhouse. So, it just kills me because you just feel like they're trying to make 1 through 8 be 30-plus home run guys every single year. You know what I mean? And everybody should hit the same, and they all have different roles. And I think, I don't know, if he could focus a little bit more on one part of it, I think he'd be perfectly fine. But I think they put too much on him, and then he doesn't perform at that level.
Until they gave up on him and he went somewhere else and performed just fine.
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, I guess what I'd ask you, who do you think, if they were to do it, would they sign, Rizzo or Bryant?
You know, honestly, if they had their choice, it would be Rizzo just because he's more amicable, I guess you would say, to Chicago. You know, I mean, he has more of a peer and all that stuff. I don't think I honestly don't think they're bringing any of those guys back, be it Rizzo, Bryant, or Korver. But, you know, if they had their choice, I think it would be Rizzo.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, the charities he had, and, you know, maybe Scott Boras would be asking for way too much money for them, for Bryant, so...
after the new agreement comes into play. So.
Oh, okay. Do you think that Schwarber and Rizzo might stay where they're at?
You know, I think a lot is going to depend on how the dominoes fall. There's a big rumor out there right now that the Dodgers want Freddie Freeman. If they to land Freeman, that's going to put Rizzo in play for a lot more teams. You know, and obviously it could be a natural in Atlanta for Freeman. You know, the Red Sox, Rizzo, at the trade could get him, so it's possible, you know, he goes over because he did play some first base. He didn't play it well, but he did play some, and he was a Gold Glover. So, you know, he's got some teams in play. I honestly don't know where Schwarber's going to end up. I bet one way or the other, though, he's got a lot of suitors after the year he has. I wouldn't be surprised if multiple teams on his bandwagon. So, yeah, they're two more of the, you know, two interesting guys, you know, still out there along with Bryant, you know, and some of the other guys, of course. But obviously, since they were local here for so long, you know, it's a little more name-grabbing for us. But, yeah, it's been really interesting. I didn't think we would see this many signings, did you?
No, I did not at all. So I guess, you know, you kind of listed a couple. Where do you want to start? Max Scherzer.
Well, actually, what I'm interested in getting your opinion on is what the Rangers are doing. You know, they signed not only Marcus Semien, they also inked Corey Seager. You know, they grabbed John Gray along the line from Colorado, but what I'm trying to figure out, Dan, is their plan to beat team 10-8 because starting pitching is terrible?
Well, you know, I was kind of thrown off. Okay, signing Semien, one thing, but that term, I think, it's a little long. But, you know, I know that's what you got to do, I guess, these years. But I almost wonder if it's going to turn into like the A-Rod contract, you know, where they're paying him not to play anymore. But with Seager, I think, you know, that's a great middle infield. And then you mentioned the John Gray, and all I can think of is he was a guy, you know, and I hate to equate fantasy to regular, but he was always someone that was on the wire that you could pick up during the season. And we're in a 20-team league. So, you know, not to say that he wasn't on teams, because I know I had him for a little bit. You may have had him. I've seen other people. All I could think of is, didn't the Cubs try this move?
Well, and I guess you wonder if getting out of Colorado will help him, but Texas is a pretty, it's not a not probably as good a hitter's park as Colorado, but it's still a good park to hit in. You know, and the problem is, you know, he'll step in as their number one, but then behind him, you know, you're looking at Dane Dunning, Taylor Hearn, A.J. Alexi, and Spencer Howard. Not exactly a dominant. I mean, they're young, but they're have any of them shown potential as a dominant starter?
I don't even know who you said.
Well, Dane Dunning was a White Sox. He's one of the Rangers got in trade.
Oh, okay.
So.
But yeah, it just seemed like they spent a lot of money, and I felt like they needed more than what they're going to be able to get out of this. But, you know, is it one of those situations where they're looking at the other teams in their division and they're kind of feeling like maybe the West is turning into what the AL Central was, and all you got to do is kind of beat out the worst of the worst? Or beat up the
Well, I don't know. You know, Houston's going to be a pretty good team. I mean, obviously, Oakland's a tank.
Yeah, well, that's
right.
He's got Houston, but
Seattle was a nice prize. It'll be interesting to see if they keep that going. And, you know, you just never know with the Angels. You know, I mean, you would like to think if Mike is healthy, and, you know, and Anthony Rendon, don't forget, he missed a huge chunk here. You know, you'd like to think if those two guys are healthy with Ohtani, who shouldn't have been the MVP, but he pitches, so we give it to him. You know, maybe they'll finally compete. That, you know, I think a lot is going to depend on the health and what Noah Syndergaard can give them. So it should be interesting. I think they need some pitching as well. It's just going to be who decides to go out and add what, I think, at this point in that division.
Yeah, Noah Syndergaard, what did you think of that one?
Oh, I love that. I think it was perfect. It's 1 year. While it was a lot of money, $21 million is a lot of money, it's just 1 year. If he stinks, you don't have to bring him back. If he's good, you can talk about re-signing him. If he's good and you're not contending and you can't bring him back, you can deal him to a contender. So I thought it was a really smart move on their part. You know, the problem happens is, you know, what's behind them. You know, they have Patrick Sandoval. They did sign Michael Lorenzen, but he's never been able to establish himself as a regular starter. It is odd that the Angels have two guys that can both pitch and play a regular position. You know, and then they have some young guys in Jose Suarez and Jaime Barria, because remember, you got to go six deep with Ohtani because he's going to have to skip starts.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm not sure. You know, again, you look at their everyday lineup and it should be fantastic. You know, with a healthy Trout, a healthy Rendon, you got Jared Walsh. You know, if Joe Adell finally kind of does something as the number one prospect, obviously Ohtani, they picked up Tyler Wade. I don't know if he's the solution every day at short, but they have Jack Mayfield, so that's a good mix. You know, it just, for whatever reason, it just never seems to work out for the Angels.
No.
So. you know, and we'll have to, you know, we'll have to see. But I mean, even if Houston decides not to bring back Carlos Correa, you know, if they don't want to pay that big salary, I think they're still going to be a very good team and definitely the favorite to win the West.
Oh yeah, I didn't take anything away from them, but you know, I kind of forget that Houston's in that division. How long is it going to take now? Was it like 20 years already now, Big Jack? But or no, it wasn't that long ago. Never mind. Only like 15 years, right? You know, you wonder if the Rangers are just doing enough to just be a wild card team. And I don't know, how do you feel about the 10 years for Kyle Seager?
Yeah, well, you know, he's young. You know, he's 26, 27. So it's okay. I think it's okay. You know, I mean, you never know with these kind of deals. So we'll have to see. But, you know, don't forget, I mean, you know, Seattle just added Robbie Ray. So they added a number starter, and then they picked up Adam Frazier in that trade with the Padres. So they made a couple really good adds, you know, and they, you know, apparently they're interested in Chris Bryant. I honestly think they need to be in the market for a top closer because, you know, last year it was kind of split between three guys, and I don't know if you could continue to have success like that. But yeah, you know, I mean, you know, on the plus side, it made the division a whole lot more interesting because that's where everybody's signing, with the exception of the Mets, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised that the Mets went after Scherzer. I don't know why, but
I thought they would go after Ray, being that he was younger. Mm-hmm. But you can't argue with Scherzer's credentials.
No, I guess I was surprised it would be the Mets. That's what I'm saying. Not that they go after them, or yeah, that's true. So I guess
you have to wonder if they're done, or you know, because I mean, you look at their rotation. Obviously, you got DeGrom and Scherzer at the top in some order. You know, Tijon Walker was really good for them in the first half and then really bad in the second half. You know, if Carlos Carrasco is healthy, he's a really solid back of the rotation guy. And then it's just filling that last spot to get, you know, Tyler McGill or Robert Gieselman or maybe David Peterson, I think, was the younger guy that picked up for him a little last year. So, you know, do they go that route or do they actually bring in another guy? So, you know, I mean, they probably everybody needs bullpen help. You could say that about just about every team. You know, and don't forget, they also get Robinson Cano back.
You think you'll be tuning into your Mariners a little bit more next season?
Right?
I missed you.
I said I bet Cano ends up being DH after they put that in, right?
Oh, yeah. So I said, will you be watching a little bit more of your Mariners baseball next year?
Well, no, because their games are on too damn late for me with my work schedule. So, but yeah, when they get the earlier game, I'll get them. You know, the weekends, I guess. I can, you know, the Friday night, the Saturday game. And then when they, you know, when they travel east. But other than that, yeah, it's just too hard for me to watch them during the week because those freaking late West Coast start kill me.
You should have picked an East Coast team.
Yeah, you know. Well, when I picked them, I could do whatever I wanted. I didn't have a job. I didn't have bills, you know. So it was different. But yeah, so are you digging what the Mets did. I mean, they landed Starling Marte. They picked up Eduardo Escobar. They added Mark Canha. And then, of course, Max Scherzer. You know, does that give them enough to compete with the Braves?
I think so. I mean, I think you kind of pointed out last year, even, you know, they won the World Series. We're not going to take that away from them. But going into the end of the season, if they were in any other division, they might not have even made a wild card, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you wonder if it was just a question of getting hot at the right time.
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, I think it's a definite move for them to kind of get better, to get back to being competitive through the whole season,
you know, and then
through
you,
the playoffs.
You gotta wonder, you know, what happens to the Phillies? Remember, they were, mm-hmm. you know, there was talk that they were going to sign Bryce Harper and another guy when they made that move back then. That was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for that other guy to be signed. You know, what goes on with this team?
They're waiting for the CBA. I don't know. I mean, what do the Phillies need? Pitching. And so, yeah.
Well, yeah, they need pitching. Again, like everybody, they need bullpen help. They could probably use an outfielder, you know, because they're looking at a couple of younger guys right now being in position to start in the outfield. So, you know, and Chris Brown can play the outfield. So, maybe that.
You know, maybe we'll actually get to see that this year. It would be pretty interesting. But, you know, there's still time. But I think for the most part, especially if you're a fan of the team, you want to see them kind of start making the moves. I know there's Ranger fans. I'm in a Facebook group somewhere that are super excited about what's going on. And, you know, someone commented on couple things, and he's like, hey, you know, at least I'm going into this season knowing there's a chance. You know, he's like, we're the last couple of years or more, it's just been watching the Astros, you know. So, I mean, I think it's getting the fans excited, so that's what helps. But, you know, when it's your team not making any moves, kind of even like the Yankees, you kind of get a little nervous. You know, and then there's a couple teams, like you said, like the Cubs, who make minor moves.
You know, to be fair, there's not too much time left because it's got to be tomorrow by midnight, or else, well, you're locked out. But you know, if Philadelphia really wants to add an outfielder behind, you know, besides Chris Bryant, I mean, how about a guy like Kyle Schwarber in that ballpark, or even Jorge Soler, or Michael Conforto, who doesn't look like the Mets will probably now after the signings they made? They wouldn't look too bad in a uniform, would they?
No, they would not. Who was the other one you said? Not Schwarber? No, it just slipped my mind.
Conforto?
Nope, the other one. I like the other one.
Soler. He just won the World Series MVP.
Yes. I mean, he'd be a guy you want to go after. You know, I know the Royals weren't that great, but what did he put up, like 40 home runs a couple seasons with them? And then
I think it was 48.
Finishing it. Yeah. So he would be a great addition to their outfield and to their batting lineup.
The addition of the DH, you know, that's going to open up a lot of things for national teams. You know, so in reality, I mean, if the Phillies wanted to, they could have two of those guys.
Well, and, you know, that's something to kind of take into play. Do you think that, because, you know, it's not final till it's final, but do you think that's maybe some of the teams are thinking about that and not wanting to make anything in the event that this can happen?
Yeah, I do wonder if there are some of the better teams. I mean, obviously not the, you know, teams like the Cubs or the Pirates, who we already know aren't going to contend, and it's not even 2022. But, yeah, I do wonder if there are some of the better National League teams. You know, maybe a team like the Mets is interested in bringing Conforto back because he's their guy, but they're waiting to make sure the DH is officially added. Mm-hmm. You know, the Dodgers could be in that boat, too. You know, maybe they're waiting to see just what is added where they go out and start spending money.
You know, because it just seems like a lot of the deals for hitters kind of came from the American League side. And, you know, Scherzer, the pitching. Because I didn't really see, I felt like there wasn't too many National League teams making that many moves.
No, really, it was really just the Mets. You know, I mean, some teams made minor stuff. You know, the Braves signed Kirby Yates. The Dodgers did sign Daniel Hudson. And I believe the Giants, I think it's official, they signed Alex Cobb. But that's all pitching. You know, the Mets were really the only National League team that added big hitting that I can think of. And I know the Marlins did trade for Jacob Stallings, but he's more of a defensive catcher than an offensive guy. He had moments, but he didn't have any pass balls last year, so he's definitely a defensive guy.
Yeah.
But so it's possible, those teams are kind of just hanging out, wondering what's going to go on with the negotiation. And, you know, obviously there's still plenty of guys. I mean, hell, if the National League gets the DH, you want Albert Pujols to be a right-handed DH guy. So,
he might stay with the Dodgers.
if the DH goes in, he might. So, you know, it's definitely, definitely possible. So, you know, it will be, that would obviously kind of open things up. I think the question just becomes, you know, how long do these negotiations take before we can kind of get fired up again and start talking about, you know, who's going to do what?
And speaking of that, the one you mentioned minorly, and what's going on in Detroit? What do they know that we don't know?
Well, apparently you were the team that likes hot fouls, huh? So
he's getting paid. He's going to
6 years for $160 million. Was that what it ended up being?
I think so.
$140 million. 6 years and $140 million. So, I guess you got to wonder, you know, when it comes to the shortstops like that, do you think a guy like Baez wanted to get his money before guys like Correa or Story got signed?
To kind of set the market?
Obviously that would have limited his market.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible. I mean, you know, I just wonder, you know, what does Detroit know? Like I said, I mean, Mickey looked pretty decent last year, and the team looked okay in the two games I saw them in. But, you know, I just was wondering, kind of going after Javi, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, it will be interesting to see, you know, how they kind of shake things out. You know, I mean, obviously they brought in Eduardo Rodriguez, but the rest of their starting pitching is young and just kind of developing. You know, I mean, we're looking at, you know, Casey Mize, Tarik Skubal, and Matt Manning, who were all top five prospects in their organization just a year ago. Now they're all in the major league rotation. That's a lot to ask. I think they probably need a veteran fifth starter just to fill that role. I mean, they don't have to go out and sign, you know, a big, huge guy. But, you know, a guy like Zach Greinke might be a nice fit if they could get him short-term for a year and just let him be their fifth starter. know, because yeah, they're interesting mix of, you know, with especially with Baez now, you know, younger guys and veteran guys, because it looks like Spencer Torkelson is going to take over at first base this year. But, you know, then they signed Baez. Obviously, Miggy is still there. They brought it, you know, they traded for Tucker Barnhart. So Jonathan Scope came back. You know, it's going to be, you know, they're an interesting team, and I don't know if they're in position to push the lights out, but bumble into a wild card spot if somebody in the AL East. Right, I think they could manage that.
Yeah, I think they could definitely manage a wild card. I mean, you know, their bullpen looked pretty solid. I wouldn't call them lights out or anything, but they were looking pretty solid last year.
Yeah. You know, and again, you know, they had that pretty much with younger guys. I think they've got a – if they can kind of get Soto control problems – in line, he could probably be a top closer. You know, it's just going to be getting him the ball that will be the problem, like every team has. So, you know, we'll have to see. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think they've made some positive. And it's got, you know, for their situation with the Rangers, it's got to be nice for them to see them seeming to be in the right direction.
Yeah, well, it kind of didn't look like the right direction for a while there, so it seemed like they were just a sinking ship. So, you know, it's interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. You could be an old fan or trying to wait and the wait for the drop there when – no, Matt Olson and Matt get skipped off, or you could be a Cubs fan trying to figure out what the hell they're doing.
Yep. We're all just sitting around waiting.
So. You know, I mean, I would think, you know, if I was a contender, I would phone with the A's wanting to know what you want for some of these guys. If I had, you know, the opening, you know, I'd be like, hey, you know, talk to me about this guy and let's see if we can work something out.
You know, I mean, does that go back to just wanting to wait it out and see, you know, how the CBA turns out before you start making decisions like that?
That, and I, you know, everybody is under the longer you wait, the less you have to give up. Even though I don't know if that's true. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not like the position the Cubs were in where all these guys were going into free agency and they were do some if they didn't get anything for them. You know, some of these guys still have traction time.
Mm-hmm.
If the A's help, you know, the A's wouldn't lose them. But, I guess maybe they're hoping they get impatient and they're willing to move them deeply.
Well, that's usually the thing. But, you know, if history shows you, maybe they might trade them for, I don't know, equal value almost, and maybe turn it around again like they did when they traded Jonas for John Lester.
You know, and it's fun things to see what they do with their little money ball ideas here and see if it works.
Well, and, you know, if you think about it, this is the only team that can really do kind of take that approach where, you know, they can trade some of their guys, their big guys, somewhere in the season and let it be known and not have to rush because they know full well the fans won't be in the stands.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that a bad shot at them? So, I mean, it's not like they're selling out.
Well, they're not going to, regardless. You know, I mean, prove us wrong. Go to the game if you, you know, if we're lying. So.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I don't hate to put it that way, but I mean, it's kind of a theory when you kind of know what your attendance will be. I mean, and that goes for a lot of the, I would say, even the smaller market teams where, you know, a few years ago, Chris Sale was the best pitcher in baseball in April, shutting everyone down. And you watch a White Sox game and a Cubs game that same night, and you've got 30,000 on the north side, and you've got 15, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go that low, but, you know, you don't even have a crowd. You don't even have a third of that. So.
Well, you know, we see it every year in Tampa Bay. The team wins. The team continues to win. And nobody shows up. But yet the team continues to win. You know, and every year they have to move top guys. I mean, they're talking this year about moving, you know, long time Ray. It looks like it's time for Kevin Kiermaier to move on. So, you know, unfortunately, it's just how Tampa Bay has to do business because nobody goes to the games.
Do you think it has to do with the fact that so many people trash the stadium? And not trash it while they're there, but, I know it's not the best stadium in the country or in baseball, but if it's known, can't we just get over it? I still had a good time.
Well, you know, like you even mentioned, you know, not only is the stadium not that great, but it's difficult to get to. So
I guess that was the one thing.
You know, that's obviously going to have its drawbacks. You know, you would like to think that people would still go. But, yeah, you know, one of those teams, you know, they, you know, don't be surprised if they end up playing half their games in Montreal this year. You know, even, you know, they end up moving there because of this.
Yeah, no, that honestly would not surprise me at all if they ended up moving to Montreal. I mean, I kind of thought that was the long-term plan, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they were the team the NFL really wanted to move, or the NFL, the Major League Baseball wanted to move, because, you know, I think they like having a team in Florida,
mm-hmm.
you know, or having teams, I should say, in Florida. But, yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do about it now. I mean, you just can't get people to show up. So.
Yeah, well, you know, so the game I did go to, I think there was definitely under 10,000 fans. And it was like, once you really got close to the stadium on the expressway, super, it took a lot longer than it should have taken. And, you know, so there's that part of it. But do you think it hurts it, though, that that area has so many, when it comes to spring training, so many of the teams around there that, you know, the only fans you get, you know, that will go to your games are because it's the Tampa Bay Yankees and they're the Yankees fan.
Well, I think that actually hurts it more than having training there is the fact that, you know, there aren't really a ton of fans. Transplant. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting true and true, hey, I grew up rooting for this team type of fan. You know, yet, well, I'm a Yankee fan. I moved down here from New York, or I'm a Cubs fan. I moved here from Chicago.
Yeah.
So, it, you know, it makes it difficult for, you know, because, you know, and especially talking about people who are, you know, advanced in their age, they're not switching teams. So, yeah, maybe they go to the game with that team in town, but they're not rooting for the Rays.
Well, you know, it's like you say that I have a nephew in Nashville, and he, through him, his mom's friends, or, you know, I don't know how it works down there, but became friends with season ticket holders, and he ended up purchasing his own PSL, and he buys his own season tickets, and he goes. You know, he's still a Bears fan if he's up here, and the Bears, you know, he'll be wearing his Bears stuff and root for the Bears like his dad. But, I mean, the kid grew up in Nashville, and he's watched this team his whole life. You know, it's kind of area where you run into the coach of the Titans at Walmart.
Yeah.
I mean, that
well,
really
you know, and, well, you know, the other way to look at it, you know, you've been to games that don't feature the Cubs, but you're still a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know, because, you know, not only are you a Cubs fan, but you're a baseball fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, like that, you know, there are few and far between people like you out there that will do that, you know, a ton of other games, but not too many and not enough to keep Tampa Bay there.
No, I mean, you're right. If we lived in that area, I would definitely go, but then I would remember actually, you know, miles away from the stadium that it takes almost a half hour because you're converging all these people into one little tiny spot.
You know, and, you know, it's the same for Oakland. I mean, that, you know, their ballpark is terrible. That's why they've been pushing for I don't know how many years to get a new one that they just can't, you know, get the city to approve because, honestly, I think they're asking for too much money. But that's what teams do now. So, you know, we'll have to see. I mean, there has been support that they may end up in Las Vegas.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Oh.
Would you?
No, you know, I mean, you kind of almost have to accept it now that, you know, teams are gonna, you know, they're gonna look for these options, especially if they can't get what they want. Remember, the White Sox threatened to move to Florida.
Wouldn't that have been interesting?
You know, just one of those, you know, one of those fun situations.
Yeah, and there's a whole controversy around that one, though. Tampa was not too happy they built a stadium for Jerry Krause and he didn't come.
But, yeah, you know, it's just one of those, you know, one of those situations. But yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But there could be some, you know, some very interesting, you know, situations with teams.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm
no,
yeah, it, you know, it's just, you know, gonna, again, gonna be interesting. So. But yeah, I mean, well, you know what, I mean, what do you think? Do you see Tampa Bay ending up in Montreal? They'll be the Montreal Rays, or we'll rename them?
No, they're, if they move, they're going to be the Expos. You know, the Montreal Baseball Project has been going on for a long time now, and there's no way they would bring in another team and take on, you know, Montreal Rays. So it'll be the Expos before we know it. I think he's, what, you know, I think 2027, they're able to get out of their lease with the city of Tampa.
Oh, are they?
Something like that. I can't remember exactly, but, you know, they start developing their fan base there in Montreal. We'll see a new Expos team. That, and, you know, and the whole point, too, was when they brought the Expos back, they wanted them to be in the AL East so they can compete against the Yankees, the Red Sox, and then have that natural rivalry with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it makes, you know, it makes perfect sense. So.
It's just like, what's taking so long?
You know, they could stay in the AL East whatsoever there.
I think it would make for good baseball. So, but, you know, like you said, the other side of it, too, is the fact that Tampa always competes. They always win. They're always there chasing or, you know, knocking over the Red Sox and the Yankees. So, you know, obviously the big benefit for the Rays would be they'd have a stronger fan base there in Montreal. But would they get the stadium?
They would have fans.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think that's anything short of obvious, so I don't understand what the trial run is for, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think part of it, you know, they still have that contract ample, so
mm-hmm.
they have to, you know, they have to fulfill that before they can, you know, be like, oh, okay, you know, we're going to on to wherever we're going.
So, but, you know, once it's kind of done and over with, it'll be kind of nice to see them up there and get Montreal back a team. And, you know, like I said, with the Marlins down in Miami, you know, I think between the two teams, they didn't draw what some of the northern teams, you know, like the Yankees would draw a game. Maybe it's best to just have, you know, the Marlins down there, and then with so many teams in proximity to Tampa after their spring training, you know, the prices are different. You know, it's perfect for the transplants that are retiring because it's daytime. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're still getting your money from baseball. You're just not getting it from Tampa.
But yeah, it's just one of those, you know, one of those situations that, you know, need to, fortunately, are going to need to move. So.
But, you know, the question would be, Big Jack, do they get their heritage back from the Nationals? Their history.
Yeah, would that count if they did that, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it, you know, it's just going to be one of those, you know, one of those situations, you know, it'll be like, okay, so.
I mean, do you see any other games today?
Both your football games this week, did I see? Or what did you win? You posted something on Twitter. What was it? What did you win?
Oh, I won both basketball and hockey.
Okay, that was it. I knew it was something. You gave up on football?
No, it was Monday. I didn't check today.
Oh, okay.
So no, I gave up on the Snake League football though. I'm over that team.
Yeah,
so,
you're
terrible. I did, yeah.
Yeah, I actually managed to win, I think, in both basketball and hockey as well, but just by 1 point in each.
Hey, a win's a win. I know, I'm not getting any ground
either. Basketball one, but I know I won in hockey. I think I won 9-8 or that. So.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I saw your trade. I was looking at it, and then Thanksgiving week, and I just flaked on everything. But I know it wasn't a fair and balanced trade, so.
Balanced. What do you mean?
Oh, it was totally lopsided.
No, right on the money.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What was funny to me was that I finally gave up and cut the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after I cut him, the Rockets and him started talking about him coming back.
So did you pick them back up again, or did somebody grab them?
Well, no, I didn't. I'm not going to go with the BS, so. I'm fine. He can stay where he is. I'll be fine with whoever I pick up for him. I don't know. He probably got hurt. All my basketball guys get hurt no matter what. So. That's just kind of how it goes.
Well, you ain't trying if you're not getting hurt, right?
You know, if you're on my team, that's the plan. You've got to, at some point in time, you got to get injured. So. You know, I don't know why, but I have to be injured. So.
Luckily, I only have two on the IL right now.
Yeah, well, I just got a guy back. I had five. I had them just about all full, I think. So, but yeah, luckily I did have some guys return. So. But yeah, and then, you know, my hockey team has been a little up and down. You know, it's like I'll have a really good week and I'll turn around and have just as bad of a week. You know, and then I'll have a 500. And it's like, okay, what's going on with this team? Oh, I need to roll.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 12-2 right now, but that's early, right?
There's a lot to, you know, to take out, but.
Yeah, I mean, I need a big win like that, though, because, you know, like kind of like you, you know, I've had some good 6-point margins, but a lot of my wins have been by 1, 2, or 3 points. You know, like I beat you by a point.
Yeah.
I did have the big week where I got dominated. So, you know, that kind of evened it out. But it's been interesting to have a team that hasn't had just a list of injuries, but it's still early, right?
Well, your team is rolling. You have currently the second and third best player in the league.
Yeah, but I'm in seventh place.
Well, I'm in eighth. I mean, I don't have a guy come in till 21.
21. I have, who's first? Alex Ovechkin, the number two.
Well, he's number two. He's two, and Kuznetsov off is three. Obviously, Leon Draisaitl is number one, the guy from Edmonton who seems to score every night. But, yeah, I'm just, William Nylander comes in at 21 for me. He's it.
Hey, at least you got a guy in the top 25.
Oh, yeah. At least he made the first two. So, I don't think my next guy rolls in. But, yeah, I have a lot of injuries there, too. I have five guys on the IL. So, I actually picked the guy up. I needed a center who was with face-offs because of the scuffling, so I picked the guy up. They got hurt. Oh, make that six. I have a guy who was just added to the IR. So.
Yeah, I just went over to the basketball and found that Gorin is hurt now.
Oh, no.
Yep. Him and D. Rose.
Well, that's not good. So, yeah, I'll have to throw this guy on the IR and find myself a replacement. Add one more guy to my injury pile. We'll see how this move goes. I don't know who I don't know what else I can do if I keep getting guys hurt. I'll be able to field a team.
Just hoping I make the playoffs.
Have you been watching the Bulls since they've been playing so much better? I know Stu's on the bandwagon.
No, not unless Stu or you can give me a password for so I can watch them.
Oh, you're still in that boat?
Yep. No access to the Bulls. And, you know, and it's sad because the NBA League Pass was 50% off this weekend, but you're blacked out to Chicago, you know, local broadcasts.
Come by and listen to this live and thank you for doing that. Let's help. All I have to do is come over to